Important to also note that ocean pollution or marine litter is a transboundary challenge. It cuts across geographic boundaries. It is rooted in unsustainable production and consumption patterns, poor solid waste management, as well as the lack of infrastructure, the lack of adequate legal and policy frameworks, and poor enforcement, including on interregional cross-border trade of plastic waste, as well as lack of financial resources. Economic as well as behavioral and political factors play a crucial role here as well. And it is for this reason that we think for UNDP, we would need to have systemic, transformative, and innovative solutions in addressing this complex challenge of ocean pollution. So I'm Gwyneth Palmos, or Gwen. I'm the program analyst under the Climate Action Program team of the United Nations Development Program in the Philippines. I'm also managing the climate portfolio as well as the circular economy portfolio in the country office.
How is plastic figuratively not fantastic? Does disposable culture really damage more than we think it does? Can diverse and innovative solutions truly create change? In this special three-part series, let's dive deeper into a groundbreaking collaborative initiative that is making waves towards changing our future for the better.
This is Sustainarumble, the podcast that explores critical issues on sustainable development in the Philippines. I'm Chantal Nieto.
I am Jonas Marido Bloom.
And I am Siki Asinas.
In this special series, in partnership with the United Nations Development Program, we'll be diving into EPIC, the Ending Plastic Pollution Innovation Challenge. A competition that spans the ASEAN, EPIC calls for startups and innovators to share creative solutions on how to tackle plastic pollution.
Aside from the program itself, we'll be hearing from several of the program participants, including the representatives from the UNDP, the LGU of Samal Island, and six of the ASEAN finalists.
What's so important about plastic, especially during a pandemic when disposable items seems to quadruple? Commonplace item in daily life, which is also an industrial material with immense adverse economic, environmental, and social impacts around the world. EPIC is an initiative which seeks to change that.
Tackling the issue of plastic pollution isn't something that can be done alone. It requires collaboration and active engagement from stakeholders. We have the local government, private businesses, and individual citizens. With this in mind, EPIC's objective is to encourage active effort towards efficient solutions in reducing plastic pollution along coastal areas in ASEAN target countries. A total of 7 countries participated this year and sent in applications. These countries are Indonesia, Singapore, Cambodia, Vietnam, Malaysia, Thailand, and the Philippines.
Among the teams who submitted projects were businesses, NGOs, academic institutions, social enterprises, community organizations, and individuals, which really goes to show the importance of a collaborative effort.
Plastic pollution is perhaps one of the most widely recognized forms of pollution that seems to balloon as time goes by. The production and utilization of plastics is ever growing, and this poses a huge risk to the health of our biodiversity, which eventually comes back to haunt humanity in the end.
The ocean pollution, also known as marine litter, where bulk of that is plastic waste, has become one of the most pressing threats to the coastal and marine environment, particularly in the Philippines. Given its archipelagic nature and being the global epicenter of marine biodiversity. And based on a 2015 study, the top 5 countries considered as contributors to marine plastic waste are located in the Asian region. This includes China, Indonesia, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Thailand. And the Philippines has been named as top 3 contributor of plastic waste that goes into the ocean and the water systems. And the study also found that the Philippines to be contributing almost 3 million metric tons of plastic waste generation and about 500,000 metric tons of plastic waste leakage per year. And this issue, as we know, has been posing significant environmental, economic, and social costs. And we have seen plastic waste harming animals at all levels of the food chain through the entanglement and ingestion, destroying coral reefs, and eventually threatening human health, including contaminating the food that we intake. Contributing to this is the very nature of plastic being a persistent material that it takes hundreds of years to decompose. It breaks down into microplastics, which are ingested by the marine life. And plastic pollution also undermines the livelihoods of vulnerable coastal communities, although 80% of marine plastic comes from the land. And also, only 14% of plastic gets recycled and less than 2% is recycled in a closed loop, meaning in a product with the same function. And also, more than 1 million plastic bottles are purchased every minute, this is globally, and plastic production is still expected to quadruple by 2050. And studies have shown that without action, we risk having more plastic than fish in the oceans by 2050. Plastic is a known key driver of climate change, where greenhouse gas emissions from plastic production, as they are coming from fossil fuels, will reach 17% of the global carbon budget within the next three decades. And as we know, this is particularly important in the Philippines, being the most vulnerable to impacts of climate change. With rapid urbanization, economic development, and increasing population, compounded by the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, waste generation is expected to increase and pose significant challenges to the country, as well as to the other neighboring countries.
Given the virality of the issue, the effects of plastic pollution spills over. In recognition of such a critical global issue, the United Nations Development Program, or UNDP, the largest humanitarian organization in the world, is leading the charge to effect through policies and push action.
So the United Nations Development Program, globally and in the Philippines, has been tackling this issue from many fronts and from varying thematic entry points. So the work that we have been doing include the provision of the knowledge base through data and analytical work to inform policies and actions. We also provide support in crafting related policies and strategies at global, regional, national, and subnational level. We also provide capacity building support to various stakeholders from governments, civil society, private sector, even communities. We also support implementation of pilot interventions. We also tackle it from varying thematic entry points, as mentioned earlier. It could be from the biodiversity conservation lens, from tackling climate change, promoting green economy and green jobs, addressing the health aspect, among others. I think there's a lot of entry points in terms of promoting, addressing this really complex issue. And what has been core to our work in UNDP is really bringing various stakeholders in, jointly understanding the challenge and identifying the course of action, also bringing in innovative approaches and helping understand the human and behavioral aspect to unlock the needed change towards positive actions.
If you have ever heard of the buzzword circular economy, then you are not the only one. An emerging idea to address the waste and take-make-waste system, what does it really mean?
We recognize that the challenge at hand, which is marine litter or ocean plastics, is just a symptom of a more complex and systemic issue. And this is mainly resulting from our linear economic model, which follows the take-make-waste process. And this means that the raw materials are collected and then transformed into products that are distributed and used until they are finally discarded as waste. And this is predominantly our current economic model still. In the recent years, as you mentioned, the term circular economy has been gaining a lot of attention as an approach to address various sustainable development challenges. Circular economy is an approach that is actually a counter proposal to the linear economy. Just to define in probably in simpler terms. So a circular economy model where the life cycle of products is extended and waste is significantly reduced, therefore preventing waste to even reach our oceans. Circular economy also offers to deliver benefits such as reducing pressure on the environment, improving the security of the supply of raw materials, also increasing competitiveness, stimulating innovation and boosting economic growth and creating jobs and increasing savings. So UNDP in the Philippines, especially in the Philippines, has been promoting circular economy as a core approach in addressing various development challenges, including marine litter, that would also offer multiple benefits, especially now as the country recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic. We have been conducting a number of assessments and analytical work which looks into the various aspects of the issue, including the systems analysis of the plastic waste issue, as well as the opportunities that could emanate if we are to shift to circularity. But what actually came out in one of our studies is that actually circular economy is not a new concept in the Philippines. We may not be calling it a circular economy, or it's not a circular economy approach, but it has been core to our practices ever since. I think it's out of necessity because, as you may probably be aware, probably especially for the older generation, we are used to reusing items as long as possible out of necessity because it is more expensive to actually buy new stuff and the resources are also scarce at that time. But also because of technology, we saw that we can actually create more items or products and the costs have gotten so much lower. And actually that also encouraged us to consume more. But just to say that what we have found out is that circular economy is still very much present and actually increasingly prominent in our approaches across sectors.
And so, to build the understanding on the plastic challenge and support the implementation of new innovative approaches, the UNDP introduces EPIC, or Ending Plastic Pollution Innovation Challenge.
So EPIC, or Ending Plastic Pollution Innovation Challenge, is a project being implemented by UNDP with support from the Norwegian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Norwegian Agency for Development. And this is being implemented across 4 ASEAN countries, including Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, and the Philippines. So it's an ASEAN-wide competition calling for innovations in tackling plastic pollution and support the transition to circular economy. And as mentioned earlier, marine pollution is transboundary in nature, which requires collective action not only among stakeholders in the country, but across the region. And EPIC would want to contribute to this. And more specifically, it aims to contribute to combating plastic pollution in 4 coastal cities in the 4 countries mentioned. EPIC also recognizes that innovative ways to address ocean plastic waste are already being developed, but they often lack the support or visibility they need to grow. Therefore, EPIC provides an opportunity for innovators to be given incubation and acceleration support, as well as seed funding to help them maximize their chances of success. So EPIC provides support to competition winners to grow, to scale up, and implement their solutions. And the competition has been open to citizens, to businesses, and organizations who have basically innovative solutions for tackling the plastic waste issue. And we are now in the second phase of EPIC, which focuses on the coastal cities of Philippines and Indonesia. So in the Philippines, UNDP has partnered with the island garden city of Samal as the focal point of the challenge. And Indonesia, we are targeting Mandalika. That's another island there. So following our call for proposals this year, we received over 140 applications for Philippines and Indonesia. And out of which, we have selected 18 finalists with 8 promising solutions targeting Samal City. And these finalists will undergo a 3-month incubation program and will also be competing during the EPIC pitching competition sometime November to be part of the 4 winners who will receive up to $18,000 equity seed funding and a 9-month impact acceleration program support, as well as, of course, that would include mentoring, also networking and access to potential investors.
And how is the island garden city of Samal poised to reap the benefits of the program?
I am Edward Pifor. I was assigned city environment and natural resources officer. First of all, Samal Island is located at the heart of Davao Gulf. And Samal Island is also, when it was declared a city, it was more of a tourist destination in the southeastern part of the Philippines. And our concern is to really make our island clean and abundant, especially with our seas, because most of our people are really fisherfolk. And with regards to tourism, we are really taking care of our waste with the advent also of the Republic Act 1903. That's why we make it sure that Samal Island has the sanitary landfill. And with regards to segregation, what we dispose of in our landfill is only the recycled waste, meaning plastics. There is also one sad experience of Samal. Last 2016, about 20 tonners of sperm whale found dead in our seas, in our shores. And with us, when we conducted the necropsy, we found out lots of plastics in her belly. So we have already experienced and we know already what the negative impact of the plastic litter in our seas. And we have also problem, especially during the what we call in our dialect, the Amihan and the Habagat, the rivers from Davao del Norte and the Davao River, brought by the current, most of the plastics are trapped in the seas of Samal. So that's why with this project, we are really very happy that Samal has become a beneficiary for this project.
So we saw that Island Garden City of Samal as a perfect fit for one where Samal City is a promising city endowed with natural resources. And it's an emerging city and becoming increasingly popular as a tourist destination. And it leverages on its natural, rich natural resources. But as mentioned by Sir Edward, definitely Samal has been putting premium on its environment, has been implementing a number of critical environmental programs, including the project that we have been doing with them, that includes the Smart Seas project, which we implemented with DNR, which aimed to reduce the rapid degradation of marine and coastal habitats and the alarming biodiversity loss by accelerating establishment of marine protected areas. And I would like to think that we have been successful in terms of implementing the initiatives in Samal. But despite all the efforts, plastic pollution remains a big challenge to Samal, and it could actually threaten not just the marine ecosystem, but the overall, the sustainable development of the city. And also would actually, instead of creating more opportunities, right, it could actually threaten those opportunities for Samal City now that it's an emerging city and also becoming a popular tourist destination. So we saw this an opportunity to further Samal City's efforts in advancing the environmental sustainability that could offer also a socio-economic co-benefits. And that is why we partnered with Samal for this particular project. And at the same time, we saw that Samal could provide a good ground for demonstrating circular economy solutions and learn from its experience that can be shared with emerging cities and coastal tourist destinations in the Philippines as well as in the other countries.
Then what went into the selection of the finalists in EPIC?
The call for proposals was open to all individuals and organizations. Basically, it's open to everyone, to businesses, nonprofit organizations, the academia, the public institutions. They just need to meet the minimum requirement, which is at least one member of the team must be a citizen of an ASEAN country, and at least one member of the team must be able to communicate clearly and give presentations in English. I think this was included because some, of course, we know that may not be able to pitch using the English language, right? So the finalists were carefully chosen by a set of panel based on the following criteria, which include: the first one is visibility and local potential. This looks into solutions that could demonstrate success in reducing plastic pollution and tailored to solve challenges in the focus locality. So in this case, either Samal or Mandalika for Indonesia. The second one is innovativeness. This looks into solutions that bring new ideas to solve the growing challenge of plastic waste, and also the sustainability and scalability, where we also look into the operational and financial stability and being able to scale and be replicated in other localities and countries. We also look into impact, where the teams or the solutions could also demonstrate potential social and environmental impacts targeting various sustainable development goals, including reducing poverty, promoting gender equality, and reducing inequalities, of course, on top of the environmental goals. And lastly, we also looked into the diversity and skills complementarity of the team, which also considered the diversity of the team having complementary operational and technical skills within the team. So we are happy to receive such excellent and promising solutions, especially those from the 8 finalists targeting Samal. And they will have the opportunity to also further develop their solutions during the incubation phase, where they could also improve their business models and also enhance their impacts. So this also aims to prepare them for the pitching competition, which is happening in November. We also selected the solutions that can be complementary to each other and could also cover not just the downstream, where you, of course, manage existing waste, but also the upstream part, where we also look into solutions that would help prevent waste from being generated in the first place. we also looked into the bigger positive impact of the solutions, where it could potentially contribute much bigger, especially in terms of the environmental and the social aspect, particularly targeting Samal, because we also received, for example, solutions that could be really great, actually, but are not really targeted towards enhancing the impact in Samal. So we prioritize those solutions that would really maximize the social and environmental opportunities also for Samal, and of course the economic aspect as well. So we have solutions that would promote segregation, for example, upcycling, recycling, co-processing of plastic, as well as trapping waste before it gets further into the oceans. We also selected solutions that promote zero waste approaches, including through refill service models or alternative modes of delivery. We also looked into solutions that would also promote network building, as well as raising awareness and policy advocacy. So once again, these solutions will be further assessed during the incubation phase, and they will be provided more targeted support so that they can improve from the technical aspect or the business aspect or the impact aspect of their solutions.
Like all other things across industries, the emergence of COVID-19 has impacted EPIC in more ways than one.
I think largely same with the other work that we have been doing, right? It has significantly delayed implementation. But understandably so, given the movement restrictions, we couldn't even go to Samal to introduce the project, to do groundwork, which really limited the engagement with the local government and the stakeholders. Of course, we know that the stakeholders, including local government, will have to shift their priorities, especially the local government has been at the forefront of responding to this pandemic. So we had to really push back much of our activities. But also to say that COVID-19 presented an opportunity to rethink our ways and provided an entry point for innovation. Just an example, I think we have been seeing this in a lot of stakeholders or sectors, that the impacts of COVID-19 on different industries, organizations, individuals alike, have really turned resource constraints into innovation opportunities. And we are also seeing the work that we are doing on circular economy, including EPIC, as an opportunity to help stakeholders to recover from the pandemic through a greener, more sustainable pathway.
Truly an exciting program to witness, and what marvels possibly await us when the finalists soon find their stride, then flourish with UNDP's assistance. Even further, the positive changes to the island garden city of Samal, its locals, and marine biodiversity is something we definitely do not want to miss.
We are hoping to, at the end of it, by 2022, by next year, we are hoping to create a portfolio of innovative solutions to be able to contribute to combating ocean plastic pollution, right? And providing these innovators opportunities to grow and scale up. And we also aim to share and learn from the experiences from these innovators from various countries, including those that are targeting Samal. And we are just truly excited to see the solutions being further developed, and more importantly, being implemented and sustained in Samal and possibly in other areas as well, as we know that there's a lot of work that we need in terms of recovering. At the same time, to support the pursuit in terms of the sustainable development through circular economy, and really use this as an opportunity to drive the country towards a more sustainable and resilient pathway that is both beneficial to the planet as well as the people.
We are really hoping for, first of all, technology for the people of Samal, and of course, economy. And thirdly, we hope that this could bring change to the attitude of the people of Samal, especially in addressing the plastic waste. And since Samal is at the heart of Davao Gulf, not only for Samal, but we really think of, in the future, that work that would help the whole of Davao Gulf for our sustainability of our ecosystem in the ocean. And in Samal, what we finally dispose of in our landfill are all plastics. So with this challenge, we can clearly see the effect if the generation and final disposal of our waste in the landfill could lessen.
Sustainarumble is proudly brought to you by Cutprint Podcast Network. We would like to thank our executive producer, Patsy Ferrer, show producers Eli Quirong-Pol and Jericho Raimundo, and the audio editing crew, EJ Edrelin and Ishmael Viray, for making this possible. Thank you for listening into this special mini-series. For more about EPIC and the UNDP's initiatives, you can check out their official website and socials at www.ph.undp.org.
Support Sustainer Rumble by following us and ticking the Get Notified of New Episode switch to get push notifications on new episodes and other exclusive educational content.
And be an official Rumbler by joining our community group today so that you can get in touch with our growing community, participate in discussions, and share valuable content that would help other people learn a little bit more.